Tonight, look with me to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 22 is where we're at. I want to start here. Of course, we've been going through the book of Proverbs. Hebrews chapter 11 is where we've been going through. And we began this some weeks ago. And we'll be here at the end of the message, but we need to kind of go through Genesis 22 before we can get there, because I don't want to, it's more applicable at the end of the message. So we'll be in Hebrews chapter 11 as we get to the end there. But Genesis chapter 22 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him," Abraham, he said, "Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And it came to pass And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thickets by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said in to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, I come to you and I thank you for how much you love us. God, what an event here that we just read about in Genesis chapter 22. Something you've preserved for us and saved for us, and some things here that we need to see. God, as we increase our faith, it's hard to read a passage like this and consider the turmoil that Abraham must have been going through. Loving his son and loving you, wanting to please you. And Father, I'm grateful tonight that you have preserved for us the faith of Abraham, that it might allow us and be a help to us to draw closer to you. God, use this event in our lives. We might see what you'd have for us here tonight. We do ask these things and pray these things in the name of your Son that you gave as a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. It is in His name that we pray and that we ask these things, praising You that He is risen from the dead. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. A few weeks ago, we looked at the requirements of faith. Faith being and requiring an action. An action that is to be obedient in searching, not just in searching what God would have us to do, but actually doing it and following through with what God has given and what God wants us to do. When we've considered already throughout Hebrews chapter 11, we've seen and we understand and we observe the tremendous amount of faith that Abraham had as he followed God from his father's house into a land that God had showed him. And as God told Abraham those 25 years before it happened, that he would have a son, and that he would take that son and make him a father of many nations, and that all the other nations would be blessed within this son. And now we've seen, as we looked through last week, through Sarah's faith and through all of that, and we come to Genesis chapter 22. Now, through faith, we see that it is impossible to please God. When we consider through the events and the life of Abraham, of course, through Genesis, we're kind of we're skipping over, because we're dealing with faith here, but we're skipping over a certain part of Abraham's life, and that is pertaining to his nephew Lot, as Lot was had gone into Sodom and Gomorrah, and we see that in the previous chapters. But we come to Genesis chapter 22, and we are picking up on right off the bat here in verse number 1, as the Bible says, "It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, saying, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And God said this in verse number 2. He said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee in the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of." Now, as I see here, it is evidence to us that Abraham was a loving father. Okay? He was most certainly a loving father, and as Isaac was special to Abraham, there are a few reasons why he was. Of course, we know Isaac was the son of promise. As God had promised to Abraham, to Sarah, you're going to have a son, this is the one that God had promised. We see Isaac being that son of prophecy. As God foretold, he will be a great nation one day. We see that he was a son of Abraham's old age, that Isaac was there. And Abraham evidently loved his son. But we also know and we see that while Abraham was a loving father, Abraham had a living faith. As we see this request by God to tell him to take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. Faith requires an action. I honestly, in reading through this, am amazed at the action that Abraham takes. Because until you get to the end here, I don't get it. Humanly speaking, I don't get this. I get the request, I get following God, and Abraham evidently did follow God. So much so that they went on a 3-day journey with the plan to have a sacrifice. With the plan, I mean, this wasn't This wasn't something that God said, I want you to go and have a sacrifice, and then they get there, and God says, oh, by the way, Isaac's the sacrifice. No, he told him up front. He told him right off the bat. You're going to go, you're going to offer a burnt offering, and the burnt offering is your son, Isaac. And Abraham said, Isaac, pack some things. We're going on a trip. Packs everything up that they needed for the journey. And off they go. For 3 days. Is anybody else with me? I mean, you just don't get it? Or is it just me? No, I get we read and we see the rest of the story here, and I'm grateful for the way that it turned out, but I'm a little taken back that Abraham just said, okay. I don't know that I have the amount of faith that Abraham had. It was definitely tremendous. We see this action that Abraham takes by faith. It's okay. Now, we don't necessarily know how old Isaac is as this action is being taken. But we do know this. Isaac was old enough to know that to have a sacrifice, you had to have a lamb. Am I right? Now, I don't know how old you would have to be that observant. Any guesses in the audience? Okay, so preteen. Would you say probably 7, 8? I think a 7 or 8 year old would probably know. You don't think so? Justice would be clueless? Clueless. Asher would know. Dad. And Asher asks a lot of questions. I've told you about the trips we've taken together. He asks question after question after question. Questions that I've never even thought of, Brother Terry. But, I think Asher could, 10, 11 years old. Hey, where's the lamb, Dad? But we see this request, and we see the action following this request. They go by faith. By faith. While we see the request, again, we see the response of faith, and because faith always requires an action, it requires obedience as well. And Abraham followed obediently. They take this 3-day journey. As they get there, Abraham says to his young men, in verse number 5, he says, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went, both of them, together. This is when Isaac asked, he says, where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham responds in verse number 8, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Picture this. Isaac, here you go. You carry this wood. Come on now. All right, Dad. Up the trail they go. Where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? What are we going to use? God will provide himself. May have been a silent walk. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us other than this one question that Isaac asked. Isaac may have been like Asher and asked all kinds of questions up the hill, and Abraham politely answered. I don't know. I don't know as a father preparing to do this that I would have wanted to be too talkative. I don't know. But they go and they get to the place and they begin building this altar. I can hear some instructions. We're not giving them in Scripture. This is my own thought process here, but Isaac, get this for me. Isaac, do this. Now, at some point, the Bible describes Isaac as being bound. Again, I can't imagine. But Abraham was a man of faith. I don't know if Abraham sat Isaac down and explained what was happening or not. I would like to think that's what happened. But I don't know. It's possible that Abraham may have just grabbed him and tied him up and threw him on the altar. Said, I'm sorry, son. God wants me to do this. I don't see it happening that way, personally. I see this father who loves his son, who loves his God, sitting his son down and explaining. Somehow, son, God asked me to do this. And I know you're scared, and I know. This isn't easy to understand, but it's going to be okay. We tell our children that, don't we? When they're scared and they're hurting, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry. I picture that in my mind in this event. Whether it happened that way or not, I have no idea. But we do know that Abraham had fire, and Abraham had a knife. And he bound Isaac, and he placed him upon this altar. Just as he raised his hand, with knife placed in it, he hears the sound. Abraham, Abraham. Now, again, I'm picturing some of these things in my mind and how they have transpired and how they would have gone. But typically, if you're calling someone's name twice, there's usually some emphasis to it, right? As to say, Abraham, Abraham, wait! Abraham, Abraham. Here am I. Yes. Don't do it. Excuse me. As he stretched forth his hand in verse 10, and he took the knife to slay his son. In verse 11, he said, here am I. He said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Can you imagine the relief of Isaac? Can you imagine the compellingness, I should say, that went through his little mind? What faith did Abraham have here? offer my son. Abraham most certainly was going to offer his son and did offer his son. So what amount of faith did Abraham have? We find the answer in Hebrews chapter 11. Turn there if you will. Verse number 11, through faith also Sarah have herself received strength to conceive seed, was delivered of a child. She was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one as him as good as dead. So many as the stars in the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I'm convinced that through this, in verse number 12, as therefore sprang there even of one. My personal opinion is this would be speaking of Isaac. And him as good as dead. Can I just tell you, in the mind of Abraham, Isaac was as good as dead. Abraham, I want you to take Isaac. I want you to take him up to the mountain. Oh, there, I want you to sacrifice him as a burnt offering to me. For 3 days in Abraham's mind, his son was dead. As good as dead. And yet he had to take this journey by faith. I'll tell you, in reading Genesis 22, again, while I don't get it, while I don't understand it, while I don't follow all the way through in my mind, in my humanness, Abraham had a certain amount of faith. It says, having not received again the promises, but seen them afar off. You know, Abraham, as far as we can tell, never saw this nation come to pass. But yet he believed God. From my seed will come a nation. Blessed nation. And he saw them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them, confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. Verse 14, for they say such things, declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith, verse 17, we find the answer. What drove Abraham up that mountain? What drove him to bind his son and place him upon that altar? What drove him to that? It was his faith. Why? Because it says when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and that he received the promise, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Here's his faith. Accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Why could Abraham take Isaac and bind him and place him upon that altar? Because Abraham's faith said, I can give my son to God, and God is powerful enough to raise my son again. Amen. He said he's powerful enough. My God is good enough. My God is strong enough. My God is powerful enough to raise him even from the dead. Certainly, God, I trust you by faith. It's the only answer that we can have here. Why would we sacrifice our only son that we've been promised, that I got at an old age? Why? Because my God is strong enough to raise him even from the dead. Let me ask you something. Why didn't God have Abraham kill him and raise him from the dead? Is it because he couldn't? Well, certainly not. God's powerful enough to raise Isaac from the dead. He did his son. No. Now again, this is all supposition. It's all, we don't have an answer in Scripture as to why he didn't just have him kill Isaac and raise him from the dead. I have no idea. But my guess is, it has something to do with the love of God. As we spoke about this morning, God's love is compelling. He said, Abraham, I know. I mean, I don't even think Abraham was tempting God. Abraham didn't think and was sitting there waiting, you know, raising up the knife and, is he going to stop me? No. Abraham was in this thing. Why? Because God's raised him from the dead. But he didn't have to. I honestly don't know, when we see all of this and we see the sparingness that God has given to Isaac, and we see through his own son, God spares us. What a beautiful phrase that Abraham said to Isaac. God will provide himself a lamb. Where's the lamb, Dad? God's going to take care of that, Isaac. When we read the next phrase here, verse number 20, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Isaac had faith. You know, while Abraham had great faith, wonder what drove Isaac to his faith. I think it possibly could have been that day that he was bound, placed on the altar. Now, again, I don't know how Abraham bound him. I would like to think that he at least covered his eyes or told him to close his eyes. But while I understand the relief of Abraham, how do you think Isaac felt when Abraham untied him and together they pulled that ram out of the thicket? Thank you, Lord. They worshiped God there. When did you come to your own faith? When did you come to your own faith in God? We have young children here tonight, and some of them are still traveling in the faith of their parents to a certain extent. But you're going to be faced with your own faith one day, as Isaac was. And it's amazing as we go through and we consider, as we pray, and the Old Testament saints would pray to God, calling upon the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. How is it that Isaac could have faith? Because he saw the faith of his father. How is it that Jacob, who God changed his name to Israel, could have faith? Because he saw his father's faith. See, faith is powerful. Faith is life-changing. While it requires an obedient action, a searching as to what God would have us do. Abraham said, it's going to be okay. Why? Because he believed God. And he believed God was powerful enough to even raise Isaac from the dead. And he offered him up. He offered him up. There was a reward in his obedience. And obedience is always rewarded. I like what one old preacher said. He said, faith is the key difference between worrying and winning. It's the difference between struggling and succeeding. Faith is the difference between tragedy and triumph. Faith is the difference. May your faith be increased, every head bowed, every eye closed. There was a reward here. Isaac lived, and his faith increased. Oh, may God move upon our hearts.